The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order. For like paints and board games and stuff, right? Thanks.
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, they say you should go to professionalcasual.com. Do what you want. Leave me alone.
Let's go save Jonna.
Hit it!
It's everybody's favorite band episode.
What?
311.
Amber is the color of your energy.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Wow, nobody else?
Well, if we sung more.
Shades of gold displayed naturally.
That's more than 10 seconds, Daniel.
No, it's not.
So that they might be giants.
Horses.
What did you say?
Horses.
Horses?
Now you're going to get banned on TikTok.
Damn it.
Again.
You tricked me again. Been bamboozled.
All right, I'm so confused.
Heckin' bamboozle. There's a band called 311. It's episode 311, Jess.
Yeah, no, that part I got.
Good Lord.
My brain said Three Doors Down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Better band.
He's dead.
Okay.
Wow.
Three Doors Down guy died.
Spoiler alert.
Three Door Down.
I feel like I'm getting whiplash over here. Holy shit.
What was his kryptonite?
Probably cancer. I don't remember.
Wow.
That'll do it.
Was it something door related? Make a joke out of it. God.
No, that's disrespectful. The man died.
It's like add some levity.
What's wrong with you?
Nuclear war. I don't know.
These jelly beans? I don't know.
You know what's not wrong with us is everybody's going to patreon.com/professionalcasual. I got a nice big list of new people over there.
Yeah,
I almost said new subbies, but I feel like that's
a big
disparaging.
List of cancer jokes.
No, Ben. huge thank you.
Yes, ending
to Xpaxis. It was great to see you at Adepticon, man. Iron Maze, Tao. Thank you so much for the box of candy, especially.
Thank you for the Cadbury mini eggs. Not like the cream filled ones, but
candy coated.
The candy coated. They were sold out everywhere around here. Mm-hmm. And I was actually throwing like mini tantrums in stores, which Dan thought was really funny because
he's kind of cute. She does a little rabbit stomp.
I do, especially when it's something that's like first world problems. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're. But I could not find these dilly dang eggs anywhere. And it's the only Easter candy that I ever want. And then we unearthed them in the box that you sent. And I was so happy I could have shed a tear, but I didn't because I ripped into the bag and ate some.
I think she also almost passed out from gasping so largely.
Maybe.
I think it is very clear to say that this is probably the best greatest hits box that Tao has ever sent.
This one's awesome.
Everything
I've
in
eaten
there
too much already.
Is mm-hmm. going to be demolished.
And I'm not telling the kids it's here.
No.
Lily is on a spring break trip. Felix is on a screen, so he's, you know, he doesn't come in the basement.
He's yelling at his friends on Roblox, of course. Mm-hmm. Also, big thank you to Edmonty and our professional cake sitters. Almost forgot how to say it. Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper. Velcenta, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, Kieran, Cottonmouth, and Tony.
Tony.
I'm so glad I kept I put in parentheses like Kieran Culkin or else I'd forget how to say it every time.
I love Kieran Culkin so much.
Same. Also, big shout out to our newest member. It's been a little while since we've recorded. Mm-hmm. So we've got Nathan, Jonathan, E. Hines, 57, Barrett. Fantastic character mm-hmm. from Final Fantasy VII. And Marlene, also a fantastic character from Final
Barrett's
Fantasy VII.
Daughter.
I just realized that.
Kind of. Wow.
I wonder if they're...
I was going to say, I wonder if they know each other.
I wonder if they named themselves like that on purpose. But thank you so much for joining. They're at all different levels there. But we appreciate everybody that does that.
Speaking
helps us out.
Being able to see Xpaxis at Adepticon.
Yeah, baby.
Two takeaways from that. Very funny to have Xpaxis play Commander with us.
Yeah.
And just immediately swing everything at Dan.
Uh-huh. I heard about that.
It caught us all so off guard. It was hilarious.
Second, I was trying to teach Xpaxis what a compliment sandwich was. because he had tried to compliment me and I got mad about it. So I was like, so are you familiar with the term a compliment sandwich? And he wasn't. So I explained, you know, like a supervisor will like do a supervision with someone and like start with a compliment and then talk about the thing they need to address and then finish with another compliment. Mm. And I was like, if you want me to stomach a compliment, you have to do the reverse and call me a piece of shit. And then say, it was really good seeing you. And then follow it up with like a, you know, your
face is dumb. I look forward to never seeing you again.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Like, Tim, I can't believe you're not wearing a tie with that nice outfit you have on. But then you also forgot a hat, dummy.
Yep. So you'll just have that sometimes. And that was a perfectly palatable way to say that.
See?
We also have a lot of voicemails from ex-Paxis. The last time we recorded, we talked a whole bunch of shit about how he hadn't been leaving voice messages. So we are now set for the next several recordings.
He solved that problem.
So we'll just go with this one.
Good afternoon, Gapapa crew. Just wishing you all a happy episode from your King Ding Doppelgangers and your professional cake fitters. From whom you might have received something, we'll see. Love you. Bye.
Aptly chosen because we did receive something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it mono?
It was mono.
Was it mono?
That's crazy. He Congrats. Sent that with the slide rule for Lily. And the colored pencils for Felix.
Alrighty. I know everybody's chomping at the bit here because we are in Carrick Skig. You have snuck and duped and talked your way past a bunch of Skaven, shockingly kept your weapons stayed, but Lucky just found Jonna Eberhauer chained to the wall with a few Skaven around her in like a little like guard room or something, and they were just laughing to each other. So I just put us into initiative. Green Wardens first.
Me.
Let us play this cool. Play this cool. Skaven are laughing.
You can't even see. He just went off in a side room.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, Lucky, like, shouted, I'm pretty sure. Like,
yeah, probably.
I was going to say, I really don't remember how much I know. I can see you guys in there.
Mm-hmm.
I just edited that episode earlier today. I'm pretty sure he was like, Jonna,
what are you doing here?
Mostly it was Tim going, fuck you, Dan.
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
Three times.
All right, so I'm going to pull an arrow out of my quiver and knock it on my bow and look at Mina and go, am I killing one of them now or later?
I think we should perhaps wait. Maybe they will think we are, you know, with the Yellow Fang. And we can convince them we are, like, swapping guard duty or something.
I just completely frown at you.
I mean, just wait and see what Lucky does. You know, we don't want Jonna to get hurt. I think you'll like her. She's palatable? Tolerable?
Obtainable.
For some of us.
I'm going to move up to the wall given that news and quite literally try and make sure no one's coming around corners.
Okay. It's the Skaven's turn. Why? Oh, they all have the same initiative and whatnot.
It's more than me?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's surprising.
I have shoot first, though.
No, you don't.
I borrowed it.
Oh, okay. Jonna's faster than you, too.
You're telling me.
One of the Storm Vermin runs over and, like, grabs the chain of Jonna and, like, pulls her back a bit. And then the one you recognize as a leader takes a swing at Lucky.
Yeah, try it. You won't.
He's going to shoot you with a pistol.
At point blank?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Dodge it.
Okay, well.
I can take a weapon skill here, right?
You can dodge.
I don't want to do that.
It's a ranged attack. It's your option is to dodge.
But
it's point blank.
I can't try to knock it out of the way with my staff.
No.
I think I should be able to use
No,
staff.
You don't get your defensive bonus
He's
against
right
the ranged attack.
He's right next to me.
That's why it's point blank. It's dangerous. He just goes.
You would. I don't know. Whatever.
What?
Two.
Positive?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to take
Can I kill it now?
12 damage to the right leg.
Oh, you think that, don't you? But I actually, hell yeah, take nothing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever failed that stupid thing.
I've only rolled it 3 times.
Yeah, and you've never failed it. This next one here is going to try to hit you with a halberd.
Because I said her name, they're going to immediately attack me while no other rat has ever been aggressive to us in any way, shape, or form. I don't even care. I'll block it again. I don't give a
Now nothing. You can use your staff because it's just trying to hit you with a halberd.
All right. Boom. Oh, not that was really close to a crit. 4 positive with defensive.
Okay, I had negative 2, so you gain an advantage.
Hell yeah, I do.
You didn't from the first one because you lost that test.
Yeah, I have 1.
Okay, just making sure we're all on the same page here.
No.
No.
No, we're all on the same page.
Jonna's turn. She can't really do anything, but she's just like, as the Skaven is pulling her back, she's like, no, she didn't call you Lucky, right? She knew you as Jerry. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then it's Lucky's turn.
I'm going to spend a resolve, and I'm going to crit all 3 of them with a steel life.
Resilience?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Gross. Do it.
I don't...
Oh, resilience!
Yeah. So it's going to crit them all as well. I'm going to choose an 11.
So how much damage is that?
Don't ask me stupid questions. I think I have to use literally every success level to get the additional target. But let me count it up. An 11 would be 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, I don't think it's enough to get all of them. Well, I'll get 2 of them. The one that shot me with a gun and the other one that's holding on a Jaina.
Okay.
And that'll do, I don't know,
it's like,
man.
Like 6 plus,
just read,
right?
My character sheet for me.
I don't have it. Did I ever put Steel Life on your character on Foundry? I did. I have that and Arrow Shield. That's it, just so I can read them.
It'll be 11, and they're all crits.
And that ignores armor.
Yes.
But not toughness.
Correct.
Okay. 11 ignoring armor. We'll do a lot, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Toughness bonus of 3, so he takes 8. He's got 13 wounds, so he's got 5?
Yes.
Yeah. I did it.
They're also both fatigued.
I'll get them fatigued in just a second. You just kill the other one.
Hooray. Hell yeah, I do.
Has 11 wounds. Oh, wait, no. He would have 3 left because of his toughness. I got there eventually.
And then you can go ahead and we'll do the crits to kill him off.
Oh, yeah.
I like how you let him do all the hard work first.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do the Fang Leader first.
That'll be in the old 72.
Well, I don't have that open yet.
Dan's not ready.
And he asked me, do you have your character sheet out when we started?
Is it Lucky? Is it the right Lucky?
Well, roll for, that'll be the location first. 72 is body?
Addy, addy.
Yes, body.
Ah, 14.
14 is a gut blow.
Does he explode like a gusher? It'll explode,
that'd be
though.
So fun.
You blew his belly out.
He had to make a test. He passed it, I think, to not go unconscious. That did 1 additional wound to him.
Okay.
The other one you can roll for, well, we'll do the body there as well. So what's the roll for this?
94.
Oh, okay. He's probably dead. He did.
Wow, look at that.
It did at least 3 additional wounds because he went to 0. He took 5 additional wounds from that. So he definitely dead. Wow, he has so many conditions on him. And
not anymore,
because
he did.
Not anymore, but oh, you got me there.
I've passed my cool test for the black powder as well.
Oh, nice. Thank you for remembering that. Mm-hmm. Somehow you also stunned the Fang Leader.
Yeah. He's messing with one of my women's.
Wow.
What are you messing with one of my Janus? What do you want from me?
Webby.
Hold up.
Unless you want to move.
Nah. Sure.
Dad, pass. Light him up. Not much here for me to do. Lucky's doing his I'm attracted to women thing, and historically I don't have much that I can really pester him with until she inevitably dumps him, so I'm just gonna smoke up.
Okay.
Can I just say, what I was expecting was for him to immediately throw an incendiary in
there. Webby can't see Jonna from here, but Webby can see that she is rather wounded.
Okay.
Bleeding a lot from her foot.
He can't see her, but he can tell that she's rather wounded?
Lucky can see that she's wounded. Did I say Webby twice?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's someone that Lucky cares about, so it seems uninteresting to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mina.
You were doing weird stuff. Okay.
I'm nodding to you to say it was your turn.
Okay, and that you were like typing and then nodding at me and then like wink, wink, pointing your earlobe. Like, what the hell?
Third base coach.
Okay, I'll say, Webby, be ready because Jana may be injured, so we might need some of your expertise, okay?
Yeah. And Jana is...
She is a very cool expert wizard lady.
Is she one of the Yellow Fang?
No. She's then like head of a college.
I don't see why we would save her in this moment.
Well, maybe she is Yellow Fang. I don't know. Really, you never know.
Okay, yeah.
We could be Yellow Fang now.
All right, I'll be ready.
Okay, and I would like to charge in there, please. Am I allowed to charge in
there? Yeah, fine.
Probably not.
Give me a difficult athletics test to, like...
to get around her.
Kind of shove Lucky out of the way behind you, sort of.
Difficult?
Minus 10.
I don't see how it would be difficult to shove Lucky out of the way.
So,
he's like a sack of feathers.
Didn't we have a whoop maneuver that we were doing for a while in whoop. This exact scenario?
Whoop, whoop. Like we're dancing in the kitchen?
Yeah.
So,
like a pale moonlight.
My athletics is a 58.
Okay.
You have that memorized?
No, my sheet's right next to me.
Oh, jeez.
Is that why you're looking over there?
Yeah.
I thought you were looking at the floor.
I rolled a 46.
So you missed it by one?
No, I got it.
One success.
Difficult is negative 10.
Yeah.
So I got it.
Zero. Oh, 46 is less than.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we played this game.
Math
give me a break.
Is really hard.
Oh, that's the wrong person. I just moved Green Warden. All right. Oh, you got stuck on a wall.
Have fun in there.
All right. So there's two. There's one that's dead. You'd recognize it as he's had his life stolen. And then I'm not sure. I forget what you did something to his body. I forget. What was that one?
Huh?
I don't know if I actually said it. Never mind. The one right in front of you is stunned. And the one next to him is, you'd recognize Stormvermin, the armored with usually shields and swords or halberds.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to, seize that shish kebab, whoever's looking fit.
The unhurt one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be Lucky.
He will, let's see what's better, melee polearm or dodge? Melee polearm. Oh, that doesn't have defensive? Polearms have defensive? Halberds. It does. All right, how'd you do?
I got negative one success level.
All right, I'm going to count him as having one advantage to stand in for defensive. You had negative one?
Yes.
And negative two.
Ha!
So you went by one.
Yes!
Idiot rolled an 84.
Excellent. Okay, so that's one.
Oh, I did that wrong. Defensive should be plus one success level, right? Not plus 10 to the skill.
Correct.
So he actually had negative three. It's better for you.
Okay. So two.
I think that's only on successful tests, too.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, because it's a talent.
Yeah.
No, it's not a talent. It's a weapon.
It's a weapon
thing. I don't think it's only...
Get it together, Dan.
What's 10. Happening?
It takes 10.
10 damage?
10 damage.
Ignoring armor.
Correct.
So he soaks 3 of it. So he takes 8. So he's got 2 left because he had 11 wounds.
Okay.
Math! I'm so good at this.
Good job.
Back to the top. Samurai Jack. I don't know what this is making me roll for. Oh, it's Durin. Stunned. Oh, he's still stunned. Green Warden's up.
Can I shoot down this hallway without hitting them?
It'll be, again, it's...
Do it anyway.
The hallway's not very wide. I'll say hard.
Do it anyway.
But then you'll get a range bonus that Foundry will factor in, so.
All right, well.
Give yourself a minus 20 modifier, but.
Let's see if that actually lets me do that. But I am going to tell everybody to get down or move to the side. Get down.
Get down.
Including me, or am I okay?
She just yells, get down, and Webby just drops.
That'd be great. I would like that.
Webby does half a burpee.
You said, what am I making this? Difficult or hard?
Hard, minus 20.
Thank you for that.
Danny's talking a lot about burpees this morning.
I did so many burpees today. It was stupid.
It's okay.
Good job.
Oh, you rolled a one.
She rolled a little
I know.
One.
Wow. Holy shikes. Apply damage. Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Wow.
She went for the leader, who was probably already mostly dead anyway.
And stunned. I mean, they're we both, didn't even see that coming.
They were both mostly dead, but wow. Okay, yeah, he's very dead. It's the other one's turn now that it's going to it leap. No, he doesn't have advantage. Uh-huh. He panics a little bit.
He's not going to get very far.
He tries to run away towards Janna to like the back corner of the room so Mina can make a free attack on him.
Hell yeah.
Give yourself an advantage, and it's an average test.
Oh, yes. I rolled a 32.
That's real good.
So that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 success levels.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
He had 2 wounds left, so as long as he did 5.
Yeah.
And then that, they're all dead. And the encounter. That was...
Nugget's gonna burst right past Mina. Janna! How the hell are you getting... What are you doing here?
And she's like, oh my... Lucky? Jerry?
I'll cast unlock on her shackles and stuff.
I'm going to back out of the room to give them some privacy.
Oh, that's nice.
Crush it.
I'm gonna go into the room.
So
then as soon as I see Webby coming from my peripheral vision, I'm going to start a heal check.
I'm just watching. I'm just going to be right over your shoulder.
What's my intelligence? What's my heal? I haven't used this in a minute.
I know. It's been. I feel like it's been forever since we've recorded this game.
Someone took my job. 2 success.
Oh, fair.
2 success levels, so that'll heal our 6.
Yeesh.
Just 6?
Wow.
I gotta rub it in a little bit. You also notice she's bleeding quite a bit from her foot.
Oh, yeah, I got the thing for that.
That foot's gonna come off.
Like, she doesn't have a bleeding condition, but
yeah,
she has a fatigue condition.
Well, I'm not gonna use a witch spell directly in front of her to stop the bleeding, so I can tell you that.
And she's like, oh my goodness, how did you know I was here?
I didn't. I did not at all. That's why I was like, John, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry, I've lost a lot of blood. They cut off my big toe.
Did they really?
Shut up.
Did they keep it anywhere?
They did.
That's
not.
Awful. Look. Did they not have their nap?
Where is it?
It's like the Packmaster Evil Betty. Like,
what? it says the little toe. I changed it to big toe for it to be funnier. But she said, yeah, I tried lying to him about the movements of Morslib, so he cut off my big toe. I couldn't stomach him doing more to me, so I had to tell him where it was moving. He's going to shoot the moon.
Yeah, we unfortunately kind of figured that out.
Tim.
What?
Give yourself a resilient point because you were the first one to suggest that was the Skaven's plan.
Really? Way back when we saw that stupid play?
Way back. Yeah. I've been waiting to reward you for that.
I get a resilience back?
I was going to give you like a fortune, but that doesn't feel big enough.
That's
for something you called like 100 episodes ago.
That's awesome. All right. I will absolutely do that.
I'm being too nice. He's this excited.
I've thought for the last 3 weeks since we last recorded, I was like, is that worth spending a resilience for? I absolutely would. Yeah, okay, I guess I'll do it. And then when we got here, I was all prepped to do it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to spend it. I'm going to kill these dudes. And I got it back already. No consequences.
No, that's not the lesson. She's like, but he's mad. With power.
He's gonna try to shoot the moon. He's not the most like stable of individuals.
He's incredibly intelligent, though. I think he can actually do it.
I've been
tracking the moon tonight. It'll be closer than I've ever seen it.
Do you think
he could actually hit it?
Oh my. Okay.
With this thing, he calls himself Malice Manrak.
Malice Manrak.
And he has a huge bodyguard.
Okay. Like another big rat.
Yes, I believe they're called Rotogers.
Rotogers,
you've told me about.
Yes, I did say those exact words. That's right. All right, but I was told you were on your way to Altdorf.
I was.
And you got like kidnapped or something?
Yeah, I don't remember much of it, but yes, they swarmed my coach, and I remember trying to cast spells, and then I woke up here, essentially.
Oh wow.
Yes. As far as I know, everybody else in the caravan was slaughtered or enslaved by these
things. You've had to have been here for like 80 episodes.
I think it's been at least 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, you're probably right. It's been 125 episodes. Wow. All right. Well, I'm so glad you're, I mean, kind of okay that you're alive.
I could be worse.
Tell me more about this guy who's trying to shoot the moon. What's going on with him?
He built that huge bomb we just walked by to shoot the moon.
Yeah, that's really about it. He's crazed. From what I understand, sometimes he would babble on. He speaks our language quite well. Like I said, he's actually very intelligent. But he had hired this.
One of them?
One of what?
The Skaven.
Oh, yeah, yes. He's what they call an engineer. But no, he had apparently hired this other clan. They call their groups Clan Mange, which is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And he kept talking about how how funny it was that they believed that they were going to be part of this with him and his clan. It was hard to pronounce. Scryer, I think they called it.
Okay.
Oh, this might be part of what the guy downstairs was chained up for. It seems like there's different factions here.
Yes, I've gathered there's some kind of an internecine conflict going on, which I'm assuming at this point we could try to use that to our advantage, I presume. How did you get here? Why are you here? Did you know about the cannon?
We did, and we are here to destroy it.
The cannon just fired a few days ago at the, what do you call it?
Brass Keep.
The
Brass Keep?
We were there investigating something else, trying to follow these trail of rat dudes, and they shot the keep.
All I know, he kept talking about firing at some sick things.
Yeah. Yeah, the bunch of the Chaos Warriors there at the at the Brass Keep.
Oh, yes, they are followers of the Pestilent God.
Yes.
That makes so much more sense now.
And the rats swarmed it, and it was...
And they got struck down real hard.
As far as I understand, he did that on purpose to destroy the rest of Clan Mange's forces so they couldn't uprise against him or something. Wow.
Well, that definitely worked.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand he's been joking about having their warlord tied up.
Yeah, we let him go.
I have to apologize to you for something.
What?
It's real bad.
What could you possibly apologize to me for right now? This is amazing, you're here.
Right, but I bought you a bunch of fancy chocolates and I traded them for a goat and a whole bunch of alcohol so that we could get past the goblins and then Greenhorn shot at them and they didn't even go for anything nice. So they were just kind of wasted.
Oh.
Yeah, Rocky's gonna leave the room.
He made some people, the ones we traded with, he made them very happy.
Excuse me, Gabby's gonna leave the room, sorry.
I was like, did you just do what I do all the time?
And she's like, grab him by the scruff of the neck. No, I'm gonna leave. He's getting boring.
Oh, yes.
Let's go to the big shot with the cannon. I wanna meet him.
Mina, Webby, thank you so much. And you must be Green Warden? And she holds out her hand to shake yours.
I look at the hand and I look back at her. This is not the place to be standing and having a conversation.
Thank
Information
you.
Wins wars.
Where do we find it?
The cannon?
No.
The
Skaven.
The Skaven guy.
Malice?
Malice,
yes.
His laboratory is down the hall.
Hell yeah, laboratory, let's go.
To the west.
Are you all right? I'm going to give her a healing tonic as well. Like, are
healing
you
draft?
Are you fit? Yeah.
Webby's leaving. Okay.
She's at 11 wounds, but she's still fatigued.
Blow it up, Webby.
Oh, I got something for that, actually. I got one of them things that gets rid of fatigue.
He's going to take forever.
A vitality draft? Waiting.
Yeah.
You give her that?
Yeah.
All right, she'll get rid of the fatigued as well. So she's almost at full health. She's at 11 of 14.
Wait, where'd she go?
Dan put her down the hallway.
Wait, hold on.
Down the hall to the west. Mina! Okay, so as you're going down the hall, everything gets louder and louder. You notice the hall is like sloped upwards just a little bit. And you get to like this landing at the top of this hallway that's a good 24 yards, not crazy long.
Is that Mr. Game & Watch doing the Charlie Brown dance?
Oh my god, it does look like Mr. Game & Watch doing the Charlie Brown dance. Just random lines on the floor of stuff. And you hear this like cackling laughter.
I'm going to swap out my sword, forgot the word, for some pistols, please.
Like dual pistoling?
Yes, I'm dual pistoling.
Okay.
They call me a pisser.
do they?
No.
Before you go around this last corner, most of you can see a little bit of something in this next room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can actually hear it breathing.
I don't want to. No, thank you. Webby, you got something boom boom in there?
Yeah, I should talk to him.
Nope.
You hear in Reichspiel this voice shout from around the corner here, like, you got your wizard, huh? I knew she would distract you.
Wait, why? How did he know that?
You man, things are so predictable. Openings? What was that, Webby?
Do you have any job openings?
What, Webby? I don't think it's time for that, man. We're on a job right now. You're already gainfully employed.
You fell right into my trap. We saw you coming on the side of the mountain. You're foolish elf.
Oh, yeah, she sucks.
If you remember way back when you first scouted out Carrick Skig, Green Warden was only one to fail a stealth test.
Yeah.
And I've been sitting on it.
I know.
Hot.
And he's like
a cake.
Sit on that cake.
That was good. And he's like, I told them to let you through so I could have fun with you.
I just thought all your guys were stupid. I thought it was very shocking that they just let us kind of waltz in here. We didn't have to come through the sewers, is kind of what you're saying?
Even better, filthy man things.
It was actually pretty clean down there for the most part.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Three eyes, get them!
Oh.
And as you're talking, you hear and feel this of green fire erupts from that room. And I think Mina, everybody but Lucky, based on your current positionings, has a view to see this. You see this rat, like bigger than usual rat ogre heft on the end of its arm. Instead of a hand is a giant flamethrower that shoots green fire at you.
Well, shit.
I'm so happy to be here.
And let's see.
She said, but unironically.
He aims directly at Mina, because mm-hmm. you're the only one he can really see.
Yeah.
And it's going to do 18 damage to everybody within 2 yards of Mina, which is just Mina, Webby, and Lucky.
How about no?
It's not me this time.
Incredible. You were just far enough away based on where you guys were.
I'm going to make a ward save.
Go for it.
What numbers do I need?
What's it say in your sheet? Ward what?
I guarantee you it doesn't say that.
What did you roll? I'm pretty sure it's 8.
It's a 7.
Okay, we'll triple check that then. I'm pretty sure
I didn't know if zeros counted or didn't count.
You're just rolling a d10.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if it be 10 or...
Oh, in that case, it's 10. Okay. You don't roll a 0 on a single d10.
Okay. So yeah, I guess I'll take the damage and be unconscious. Oh no, my toughness is great. Never mind, I'm fine.
Yeah, starts at ward 8.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, it's, let's see.
Now what's... there is no way I could pull a fast shot off and shoot this thing before it used its flamethrower.
You can, but you're not going to kill it in one shot.
No, I would want to deflect the flamethrower so it doesn't actually get down the hallway.
I don't know if you'd actually know it has a flamethrower.
No.
But yeah, there was no evidence to give away that it can use fire.
That's true. It's a Skaven and it's evil. I just wanted to shoot it.
So how much damage do I take?
A lot.
18.
Ouch.
Minus toughness and armor, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, minus toughness and armor.
How crusty and crunchy are you, Mina?
Just down 7. It's okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I forget how much Mina soaks.
Yeah.
I'm only down 14. 13!
Let's put it this way. I'm alive.
I am also down 14, but that puts me at 0.
Oh, no. God. Everybody needs to... Let me do this for Green Warden.
I have to click endurance. Resist.
Oh, I gotta target you, I guess? Resist?
I mean, I can click the resist button.
We can choose to resist it with endurance or cool.
So it's built like that in Foundry because depends on what the source of the corruption is. In this case, it's warped fire, so it's physical, so it's endurance.
Okay.
So yeah, Lucky, Webby, and Mina also need to make a challenging endurance test or gain 1 corruption.
I gain a corruption.
Yay. And the last time you were upset that you didn't.
I don't.
Don't be jealous, Green Warden.
I do. It's okay. I don't need more things going against me here.
All right. And then, Webby, are you at zero or below?
Oh, I'm at. Hang on. How does corruption work again?
If you're above your toughness bonus plus willpower bonus, then you have to roll to see if you get corrupted.
No, I'm just at it.
Aw, man.
I'm above.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, so
what do I roll again?
A challenging... Again, triple check this, because I feel like it's definitely one.
It's an endurance.
Pretty sure it's endurance, yeah.
I need these jelly beans to go away.
Why?
I keep eating them.
They're so good, though.
No, they're like, eh.
It's a challenging endurance test.
I really like the basic ones that have, like, sugar flavor.
I like these ones a lot.
They taste too much like a fruit.
Yeah, I like that part. And they're kind of sour.
Tell me what it would be before I decide to use a fortune point.
Yep.
Okay.
Resilience. Oh, fortune to re-roll.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I can live with that. We don't need critical hit right now. We need corruption.
Is that canon? We can find that out before we re-roll the...
I've let you do that before, yeah.
Not me.
Oh my god, Dan just rolled so many things. What happened?
I did?
I don't know. Foundry, it's like... 6 or 7 different rolls. Luckily, they're private. There's another one.
Oh, did do it for Jana on accident. Extra mouth.
Hell yeah. Mina has an extra mouth or Jana?
Roll on the hit location table to see where it is.
Oh, let's just see. Let's
yeah.
Because this might not be, if it's on my body, I'm fine.
Do you can just have a it? Whole spinoff that's like that movie Teeth.
Or do you want to roll it?
I clicked it, but you can roll it if you want. I know you haven't looked at the result yet.
We can't see it. You put it as private.
Yeah. Oh. You're the GM. It's up to you.
You can roll it. You just can't use any meta points on this roll.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see what their mouth do.
So roll. Don't flip it. Just roll a location. Then I'll decide where on that.
Is it a body mouth?
It's a body mouth.
Hell yeah. Oh,
I mean, obviously, it's right where your belly button would be.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'm taking it. Yeah. I got a belly button mouth. Do I have to feed that belly button mouth?
I mean, it's
is the now belly
connected to your stomach. Like,
is it going to talk?
Oh, it's like that character from Dragonfell. He was that little gnome with a old big old tummy mouth.
You watch your mouth.
What?
There's no gnome.
Oh.
There are no gnomes in Warhammer.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Mina gets...
I get a belly mouth.
Oh my god, that's amazing. That's so
stupid. I love it.
That's... Mina put so many tongue depressors in that mouth.
Yep. Yep.
Oh. Accidentally gave you 2 extra mouths. It says left leg on your foundry sheet, but that's okay.
What if you could like talk out of it and you could like start a whole new career as a ventriloquist?
Right.
No one would see that mouth move.
Yeah.
That is the most lucky answer.
God.
Ventriloquist.
And then, oh my God. So like, okay. So somebody's trying to suffocate me here.
Yeah.
I can still breathe through my belly mouth.
That's right.
Can you?
It's basically like having gills.
Yeah. I kind of. I don't remember this functionality.
Yeah, no, I'm really just trying to make the best of it. I wonder if things taste different in my belly mouth.
Oh god. You don't know until you try.
Yep.
Right.
I'm going to eat all the things.
Do you have a breastplate?
Yes.
Well, good. So people won't necessarily see them belly mouth moving or talking.
She can definitely cover it up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How big is it?
Like
regular mouth size?
Definitely not as big as Philippe's mouth.
Oh, that was huge.
He had a huge mouth.
He had a big mouth.
Oh my God.
No, I'd say it's a little smaller than your normal mouth. Oh, a little bigger than your belly button.
Oh, it's like a belly button size belly mouth.
It's got little tiny teeth in there.
Ew, no. No, Danny.
No teeth.
It definitely has teeth.
It's going to get belly button lint stuck in between.
It won't get belly button lint anymore.
I mean, it still collects somewhere.
Oh. Now I just imagined her belly button lint and the belly button lint off itself.
She just hears, wakes up in the middle of the night to chewing.
All right, everybody give me a challenging cool test.
Oh my God.
At the sight of this massive rat ogre spewing green fire at you.
I finally succeeded a test.
And Webby collapsed to the ground.
Yeah,
you're not unconscious. You're prone.
Jesus, bananas.
Oh, okay.
You will go unconscious in like 3 rounds, whatever your toughness bonus is.
I'm so cool.
That's 3.
A green one.
Didn't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't catch fire, but I didn't like it.
Is scared again.
Stupid.
Didn't even get hit with the fire. Lucky how'd you do?
Oh, 5 success level.
Yeah. Jana had 1. And Mina, you said you crushed it?
Yeah, I got a 2.
Okay, so at that point, we're going to go into combat.
I'm useless. Okay, bye, guys.
Are you going to keep your feet? You don't have a fortune point, do you?
No. Thanks, Dan.
No. You're the one that chose an elf. You know you only get 1.
You know what, guys? I didn't know that.
Do you have resolve, though?
I have 1 resolve left.
Yeah.
You can use that to get rid of the fear. You get
pretty quickly.
Do we?
Yeah, for doing
if you do your motivation.
You just have to remind Dan about it. That's all.
About my motivation, which is to free wild animals in the Skavenhold. I don't think I'm going to get that back soon.
Why? Webby's here. I can produce small animals and you can free them.
Boom.
But you'd have to be nice to me. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, well, there we go. Thanks for proving my point.
So I was going to say, if you want to use resolve and use your like fast shot to go first, you can. Otherwise, we actually have somebody ahead of you in the initiative.
Whoa, that's weird.
Malice has a higher initiative of 67.
That's very weird. Now, to be clear, Tim, how dare you? I'm only scared of this rat ogre.
Mm-hmm.
And once I'm out of line of sight of it,
you can recover. But you're not broken yet, but you can recover.
I then recover. Broken conditions and all that stuff. Just get rid of it with the resolve.
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
Yes.
Ugh.
100%.
Because last time, I believe I hid in the bushes for a long time, and they were all like, you should have been fixed of that.
Sooner. Yeah, I did do that a little bit wrong while you were broken.
Yeah.
In this case, being like a boss fight, I would make sure it's right.
Make sure you do me right. All right, so I tried to get rid of the resolve and instead added 2 to my own character cards. Okay. So if I want to keep those, that'd be cool. And
so you were at 2 and now you're down to 1, or?
Yeah.
Liar, you're at 0.
No, I'm at 0. Absolutely 0.
Okay, so I'm assuming you want, so it took remove. Okay, so now you're not afraid. If you want to use your fast shot or whatever, you could go first. Otherwise, it'll be Malice's turn.
Now, what does the fast shot do? Doesn't it let you fire an additional time?
No, it lets me go out of turn order. I can go earlier in the turn order.
Okay.
It just doesn't usually matter because she's always first.
I'm always first.
Yeah.
But it gives you another bonus, right?
Yes, which we discovered very late.
Yeah, so definitely use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it gives you 2 bonus success levels for making a ranged attack when you're using fast shot specifically.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to shoot this guy.
Bring it.
No, I'm going for you, damn.
She's testing on like 111 with a plus 20. So.
Something like that.
And he's large too, right?
With plus 2 success levels, so yeah, it's like even better.
Yeah.
Well, between that and precise, I have an automatic plus 3 success level bonus.
On top of everything else, this is really going to hurt. And it's large. It should factor in automatically that it's large and you get like plus 10 to hit it.
Plus 20 for a my modifier started at plus 30. is this poor a challenging guy. Shot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, combat, everything defaults to challenging. Oh, 14 success levels.
I rolled a 9. Why do I roll the 9 now? I don't know. I'm not mad about it. But
yeah,
I'm
25 damage.
Crack that. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, wow. You literally took him down by more than almost half.
Nice.
Yeah. That's
wow.
How we do.
All right. I'm assuming Green Warden doesn't want to move. If you do, I'll just give him 1. Moon back.
Yeah, no, she's good where she is.
Otherwise, it is Malice's turn, and you hear him.
I'm assuming that's not Malice that I just aimed at. That's
no,
the 3 eyes.
That's 3 eyes.
Oh, 3 eyes.
Malice
okay.
said that. He says, keep them busy, 3 eyes. And you hear this like clank, 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 clank.
Get in there and around the corner.
And then it is Jana's turn.
Trying to do what, bleed?
Wow.
She's a celestial wizard. She's got all sorts of fate stuff. She can get.
Why did she get captured by rats?
Because she
couldn't see her.
Was thinking about me the whole time, obviously, because I'm a very distracting individual.
She found him attractive.
Yeah.
It's a fatal
flaw. If that is true, then I can't imagine that she's going to be any use whatsoever.
All right, she's going to start channeling a spell here. Nice. She got like 3 success levels so far. And then she's going to move up between Lucky and Green Warden. She's not going to like move forward. And then it is Lucky's turn.
Yeah. Well, can I see him from where I am?
No.
Or yeah, I can't.
No.
Yeah. I figured the one spot she just moved to would be the only place I could go to see him.
I mean, Webby is
Gretel all over again.
Webby is bleeding out on the ground.
Yeah, who gives shit?
You stand on him.
Oh. Stand over him.
Okay. Yeah, stand over Webby.
What?
All right, I'm apparently not unconscious, right?
Yeah, you're just prone on the ground.
Like, don't mind me. Just down here.
I'll shoot him.
With?
A gun.
You don't have a gun. Nor do you know how to use a gun.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, I guess I'll just...
Don't shoot me. I'm already prone.
Stop. He's already dead. I don't get bonuses since he's bigger. Is the Darn in here? Did I get bonuses?
No.
Come on.
That was at the Brass Keep.
You're
miles and miles away from there.
All right. They don't have like a telegram or something from there. Okay.
You tried so hard.
Grasping at straws.
Yeah. I want to just hard cast Steel Life, but I feel like I'm going to fail.
That's a tough one to cast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. My language magic is 70 now, so, but if it's a successful thing, I get a +3 to it.
That's almost better than Janna. She's the deputy high wizard.
It's a 40% chance to cast it.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. Yeah, I'm showing off. Let's do it.
Yeah.
40! 38. So, I do it.
Oh, that was within the 40%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
So I'll give him a fatigued first.
Mm-hmm. And no additional success level, so just the 11, ignoring armor.
That's still good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's fatigued. Get tired, idiot.
Ouch.
Dummy.
That hurts. That hurts when you do that to people. Mm-hmm. Webby!
It's a real difficult moment for me because fundamentally... Everything I want is in that room, but my physiology, my weak flesh is slowing me down. I'm afraid of this thing on a very primal level, and so I'm gonna, frustrated, crawl away from the extremely cool giant thing that has a flamethrower grafted onto its arm.
I knew you'd love that.
And then attempt to, can I do a heal self check? Is that a thing that I'm allowed?
For sure. Yeah, just heal your, if it's successful, you heal your intelligence bonus.
Okay, I'm just gonna pretend that I'm asleep.
But I think didn't we recently learn you have the field medic talent or what it's called, whatever it's called?
Field dressing.
Yeah.
If that's the thing you care about. That lets me flip the numbers if it's an unsuccessful
Oh, that's role. Right. But yeah.
I succeeded, so I'm
sweet.
Fine.
So you heal yourself, you're what, 5?
Yeah, back up to 5.
Alright.
Leave some for me.
Mina.
Should I target the rat ogre or should I go into the room and target Malice?
I would get rid of that flamethrower as soon as possible.
Okay. I'm going to double
shoot. That was awesome.
It was not. I don't like taking damage.
Double shoot all three eyes over there. All right. So my first shot is a 26.
That's going to be a hit.
That should have both hit, right?
Then a 62.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, because my ranged black powder is a 67.
Oh, somebody. Yep, there he is.
Okay, so that is with. And then what?
Somebody messaged me while we were at Adepticon about doing that wrong recently, what? Austin, and I forgot to reply to him.
Was it about the firing and missing the first one? And
I think
still
so.
Having the second one loaded, I would assume.
Samina failed her first pistol attack, and you guys ruled she didn't get her second attack. You seemed. To confuse it with ambidextrous. The ambidextrous talent just means you suffer no penalty using something in your offhand. With dual wielding, you only gain advantage if both attacks land. I think we've been doing that one right. Yeah. So if you roll a 70 on your first roll, it means your second attack is a 7. So unless you roll like a 78 or some high number, you tend to hit at least once.
Oh, I thought the first one had to hit for the second one to hit.
Yeah, that's what we, I think we're saying that's what we're doing wrong.
Oh.
That is how it, believe me, I know how the dual wielding thing worked for, at least I know how it said so in the rule book. Maybe there's an errata or something.
But. There might, yeah, there is an errata that I always forget about. They put out years ago, and a lot of people follow the unofficial FAQ from Andy Law, because he was one of the writers, so...
It makes sense that generally, if you have two weapons and the first one doesn't hit, most characters aren't too depressed to try it with their other hand.
Yeah.
So we'll remember that going forward. But you hit with the first one anyway, so it doesn't matter right now.
It does 14 damage.
Okay, and it pierces some armor, right?
Yeah.
Because he's got... What does he have for armor? Because
it's damaging.
He has a tiny loincloth. He just has, like, natural armor. One of his trappings is tiny loincloth.
Wow. Cute.
So 14 damage.
Yeah.
We'll say ignores the first point of his armor, so he'll soak.
His tiny loincloth covers up his third eye.
Ew. I was going to wonder how big the tiny loincloth was compared to the tiny belly button, but I think his tiny loincloth is probably much bigger than the tiny belly.
Yeah, probably. Either way, you can put a belly on mouth, but never mind.
And then we flip it for the second shot.
Yep.
So then it's a 62, which is still 2 success levels because it's an average test.
Wow.
So that is only 10 damage.
Only 10.
Only 10.
You soak 6. You had 2 left. 3 eyes crumbles.
He had 2 left.
2 wounds left, yeah.
I'm just a good job, guys.
I mean, that was after
Lucky.
You shooting him, you know. Steal life, and 2 pistol shots, he went down.
Still, though.
Yeah,
still.
So we move into one a space round as a group.
We all contributed equally.
Good job.
Yeah.
We couldn't have done it without you, Webby.
Moida.
Now you got that flamethrower, bro.
And then back to the top. You hear that clank, 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 and then it's Green Warden's turn.
You're going to have to shoot that rat.
Yep, well, be the first one down that hallway. How smart is that?
Just peek around the corner.
Don't forget you can use the arrow keys to go so you don't get stuck by walls. Oh,
nice. You have to shoot him. At least leave his brain intact, please.
Well, there his we go. Gorgeous brain.
Full of juicy knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Tasty.
I can't actually see him from here. How much further can I go? I wasn't mathing that very well.
You've gone 18 yards. So you can go 2 more. So you step through this Tetris piece hallway to a larger room that Three Eyes' body is taking up most of, crumpled there. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little hallway to the north that you see opens up to a view of the cannon.
At you can this see point,
like the barrel of the cannon, but there's no like the map looks weird here. There's no like platform here. It just ends.
Yeah, does at it?
This spot. Let me see if I can. Like right here where I put that white line mm-hmm. is just like a drop. But you see like a chain going down in front of you.
This is a drop off. He's not here. Get back to the gun room.
Okay.
This is a balcony view.
Okay, let's go.
Kind of want to keep my balcony view to see how far down I can see, but I can't see him from here.
John, I thought you said he was down here.
He went this way. Yes, he...
He probably climbed down the wall.
There must be a way down or maybe a ladder or something.
He must have, the clanking sounds like some kind of crank operated platform or something. Or
like an elevator, it's yeah. Like
yeah.
Or something.
We could, lucky we could take fly. The long way.
I can fly.
You could fly?
Yeah.
Well,
I found a necklace.
Since it's tech, if we're still in turn order and it's still my turn where I am, could I do some kind of survey check to see how he got down?
Yeah, you see the chain going down. If you can like look forward and up, you can see like a pulley system just above okay. there. So you can still hear the ting 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 ting. So you figure,
yeah,
you probably can't hear John from here, but yeah, he's got like a crank powered platform thing that he's lowering himself down on while
cackling
maniacally.
What if I shoot the pulleys?
No, because he couldn't get that far.
Yeah, shoot the pulleys. Get something stuck in there.
I don't know if I can see him from here.
It'll be Jonna's turn.
Technically not all the way out to the edge yet.
Yeah, she couldn't quite get out there. Yeah. But Jonna's like, do we go back down the stairs to the vats or what should we do?
I think we...
I can't fly.
Make a choice. He's running.
Yeah, I think we just go off the top.
What?
You're the only one who can do that without dying.
I can carry somebody.
Carry me. I will get these pistols. I'll get the fresh pistols. Lucky will carry me.
Oh, she can cast flight.
Oh, Jonna.
So she's gonna, let's see. She's got 3 success levels so far.
Oh, yeah, it's not my turn.
Yeah, it is her turn right now. So I'm gonna try to cast this with, we got 3 success levels already. And we're gonna try for it. She rolled a 1! And she can overcast the duration. So she's gonna fly for 10 rounds.
Hell yeah.
A minute of flying. And then she's gonna go, she'll say, okay, I'll go. and she has to worry about the her missing toe while flying.
Yeah.
Wow, go Janna. Then it is Lucky's turn.
Yeah, so whatever you suggest the best way to do this is, I'll start flying and I'll try to bring Mina down with me.
Okay. So I know this is something they're working on in Foundry right now. They were talking about it on Glass Cannon and they work with Foundry directly. So in one of the upcoming, like the next update they're adding, where I could have two like scenes open at the same time to like go between them. So like if Lucky goes down to the lower level, I'd have to activate that scene and then we'll have to go back and forth a little bit. But I think that's okay for now. Like that would be really nice to have right now, but that update's not out yet. So where is, so I need to find, okay, so look, you're gonna go right past Green Warden to see.
Well, I don't know what the best way to do this is, like if I wait for Mina to go and then I take off with her, or what the action economy would be like for that.
Run, I mean, and jump together.
Yeah, we could say you move together right now. I'm going to keep us in initiative. Well, everybody will have lost all their advantage by then anyway, because don't gain advantage, you lose advantage. So we can go kind of narratively if everybody's going to go towards the drop off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, and if we're out of that, can I swig a healing tonic on the way?
Yeah.
All right. So
heals your toughness bonus.
Hell yeah, it does.
I'm going to grab one of my healing things, then I'm going to toss it to Webby.
Oh, that's nice of you.
What did you say? Webby, drink up. Get your explosives out.
No worries, I have plenty.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
If you guys are going to attempt to fly out off of this landing, Green Warden very much would lean out over the edge and make sure there's nothing aimed at you first.
Thank you.
So that you, and she'd try to shoot them before you guys flew out.
Hell yeah.
Got our own little sniper.
Covering fire.
Guys, we're working as a team.
You know, we're just living in a rat nest.
Go.
All right, so it'll be Green Warden's turn next. So I say, yes, you can step up to the edge of your little platform there, like at the end of the hallway. I'm just going to put everybody on. I'm just going to open up the other map.
Okay.
How many turns is she allowed to have? I feel like I didn't get a turn.
Yeah.
Your turn was drinking the thing and walking to the edge.
You didn't drink it.
Oh,
said no.
Well, I'm sorry. What did?
I'm taking the stairs.
Oh, well, he's going to go the other way.
I don't want to fly.
Yeah, he's going
to fly. I love my stupid magic. No, thank you.
He's either going to fly, jump, or wait until someone can get the lift back up to him.
Yeah.
I mean, Green Warden can't get down either, but...
I mean, I guess I could MacGyver a new lift situation, but I'd rather just take the stairs.
That's a good idea.
All right, so we can... We'll just say it'll take Webby... two rounds to get down to the bottom of the stairs, because you got to run.
Good, you mean.
That I think that makes sense. You got to run down the hallway through that room and then down the stairs.
Yeah,
I think you can do that.
I don't know how much running I'm going to be doing, but yeah.
Well, okay.
A brisk walk.
You're gonna
imagine Webby just walking through like he literally owns the place. Yeah,
he doesn't.
I'm going to mark up the walls with the butt of my cigar.
Yep. Webby,
absolutely unperturbed.
Okay, so I got everybody down on the third floor. I activated that, right?
Yes. Was
that the third floor? Yep. So this hallway here that you're all in, imagine that's that little hallway upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So Green Warden can look down over the edge, and you can just barely see Malice over here. You can shoot under the barrel of the weapon at him.
Done. Doing
it. Yes, girl.
It took him two rounds to move down that elevator thing, and then he's over here.
Oh, you better believe him shooting this little shit.
Hell yeah, critical.
Crit it.
What?
Boom.
On an 88? Are you kidding?
I also have a really cool talent that lets me pick where I shoot him.
I forget. Not the brain. I was so clear about this.
No, not the brain. It's going to be a leg, so he can't move anymore.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
He's not running. Deadeye shot.
Look at this.
Wherever else you intended to hit, instead of reversing the die to determine the hit location, you pick the location.
That's crazy.
I mean, it actually says left leg, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out. He's got something really cool called a warp smoke generator, but it's like...
Just makes smoke. It's not useful.
It's not.
And it can't hurt me because I'm too far away.
Haha.
You don't know.
Yeah, I do.
She does.
He's like way down there and all the way over there.
It's like Caltrops for your eyeballs.
Nah, it's just smoke. He's probably like, I have a smokescreen cloud. And yeah. I'm like, I shot you first.
Which is like caltraps for your eyeballs.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Actually.
I've put a lot of things in my eye, Green Warden.
I wasn't sure who was talking to me, Lucky or Tim.
Well, how did it sound?
I'm never sure.
Oh, yeah. That's not listed in the book. I don't know what that is. Okay. Never mind. So he takes 19 damage and a crit.
Booyah.
You cut his leg. Oh, he gets a bleeding condition. No!
Oh!
Yes!
That's huge. In his left leg, he is mad.
Arterial bleed.
And then it's Jonna's turn, so she's going to fly down there. And she's going to try to zap him with some lightning.
Get him, Jonna.
Tesla's arc. She needs 6 success levels, but she's going to try to hard cast this.
She can do it.
Why is his spell named after Tesla?
Tesla was actually named after this spell.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
It's a...
I don't agree with the naming convention.
It's a T apostrophe capital E S-S-L-A.
Tesla. Okay, never mind. I'm back on board.
It's a... I think it's actually named after a lizard man.
Nah, I'm back on board. That's cool.
Alright, she didn't quite get it. She got 2 success levels. And she's like, I should have channeled first. And then it's Lucky. So we'll just... To make this easier, we'll just have that count as Mina's movement for her turn, you carrying her down.
Okay. So I'm free to go?
Yeah. So you guys can move. Because you got to float down like 50 feet or so.
Yeah.
So that'll be all of both your movements.
All of both of our movements.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll give him the old dart. Odds are I won't be able to just keep hard cast and steal life. So. And I rolled a 10. Totally could have. So that'll be, you know, the old, as they say, 10 damage.
10 damage using his highest armor value.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to soak a fair bit of that. Takes another hit as he runs away. Webby sauntering down the hallway.
Do I see him?
Not yet. Well, I said 2 rounds it'll take you to get there.
Okay.
And then Mina.
How far is he away from me? Can I shoot at him with my pistols?
Yep.
Oh, totally. Okay.
Definitely not within half, but within 20.
Okay.
But you did count as moving, so be minus 10.
Okay.
How are you going to shoot with your pistols if you didn't reload?
I have 6 pistols.
What even is that?
Better than a flamethrower arm is what it is.
I don't know about that, but it's still very good.
Yeah. I am going to... So I rolled... 74, which is 1 too many. So I'm going to use a fortune point.
1 too many?
Like, 1 literally needs 10.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say with minus 10?
Yeah.
What's your brain's black powder?
67, so technically it was 2 too many, but whatever. You know what I'm saying.
So 57 right now.
Yes, okay, that's better. I got a 36. So totally worth using the fortune points. All right, so...
2 success levels?
Yes, 2 success levels... So it's 10? Yes, 10.
10 damage?
Yes.
Okay. He falls. But because he's a major NPC, he's not dead.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Where'd you hit him?
Do I have to switch it? Right?
Yeah, just for normal location.
Body.
Oh, right in the mouth.
All right, roll me a D100 here and add 20. Because he went negative 2.
49.
Was that with the plus 20?
Yeah.
A ragged wound. Yeah. Oh, 2 more bleeding conditions.
Yeah.
He's going to have a 30% chance to bleed out at the end of the round.
Yeah. Which is right now.
Do I get my second shot?
You're going to shoot a rat while he's down?
Yeah.
If you're not, I am with fast shot at the start of the next round.
Okay, but it's minus 20 to shoot him because he's on the ground. So you're effectively minus 30. So you're down to a 37.
So, I really appreciate your confidence in my skills, but I can't bring back the dead. If you shoot him again, he will die. And nobody wants that.
Luckily for Webby, the second shot missed. I think just because he fell. Like, you shot right away, but the first one dropped him, and the second one went right by where he was standing.
Did it blow a hole in that tank behind him?
That's a good question.
Want me to roll for it? High it does, low it doesn't.
How thick are those tank walls?
Give me just a regular range black powder test. We'll say if you fail, you hit the tank. So it's a little better than 50-50.
And it's not like negative 10.
No, just whatever your black powder is.
I passed. I rolled a 61.
Okay, so it goes just above it. Pa-ching, and hits a wall.
What if I want to hit the tank?
You can do that on purpose next time. In 312, we'll see what happens to Malice Manrak.
Does he die from the bleeding?
We'll find out next time.
Oh, but that could be a week from now.
It's too long to wait.
It was just funny right at the end there.
Spoiler alert.